timing is absolutely critical in all things in life. It's everything. And I'm concerned right now about some of the stories and the timing of them. The first story we're going to talk about today is Hunter Biden. We're going to talk a little bit about his laptop, his iCloud account, and then why is the New York Times stating that Joe Biden may be too old to be president? Why are all of these stories coming out right now attacking the Bidens when just 2 years ago it was Russian disinformation? Now, just 12 hours ago, the Secret Service has acknowledged that, yes, they're aware of Hunter Biden and the iCloud hack. They're working on it. So that's one story. The second story, have you seen the PSA in New York City that's going around?
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit. Okay, so what do?
We're going to unpack that audio and talk about how there are malls with displays with this exact PSA printed out on them. And we're also going to talk about POTUS. Joe Biden put out something about the BA5 strategy today. We're going to talk a little bit about how that's just a bunch of hogwash. So sit back and relax, grab yourself a coffee. You're listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden. All right, let's get straight to it. Hunter Biden, why should we care? Why is this in our headlines right now? In case you're unaware, his iCloud, which is basically where you could store information from your iPhone or your Mac device, it's been hacked. And there's absolute silence in the mainstream media. No one seems to want to talk about this. If we look at CNN, the last time they reported on Hunter Biden was June 14th. A month ago. And in that, it was basically a piece about his ex-wife stating she knew nothing about his financial dealings. Then we move over to MSNBC.com, the Maddow blog. She has a person, Steve Bannon, who wrote, GOP leaders express more interest in Hunter Biden than governing. To hear Republicans tell it themselves, they're not focused on meaningful governing solutions. They're focused on investigating Hunter Biden. Okay, Steve, let's think about why would they be focused on Hunter Biden? What could the problem be with the president's son, or back when he was vice president, his son, hiring prostitutes, being a part of possibly human trafficking, having accusations of being with underage girls, having accusations of, and I'm using the word accusations because none of this has been brought to a court where he could defend himself. I'm trying to be balanced and not biased whatsoever. But the contents of the laptop have been out there now for 2 years. And when they first came out, the Democrats and all the mainstream media did the bidding for them. They stated, this is Russian disinformation.
Two topics really quick. First, the president has said, and you have tweeted, that allegations of wrongdoing based on files pulled from Hunter Biden's laptop are Russian disinformation. There is a new book by a Politico reporter that finds some of the files on there are genuine. Is the White House still going with Russian disinformation?
I think it's broadly known and widely known, Peter, that there was a broad range of Russian disinformation back in 2020.
Okay, moving on to
the... So the White House was doubling down on this whole narrative of Russian disinformation. However, now we know there wasn't Russia disinformation. We now know that when Trump stated that the media was corrupt and criminal for not reporting on this laptop, that Trump was actually correct.
The strategy seems to be to call Biden a criminal. Why is that?
He is a criminal. He's a criminal. He got caught. Read his laptop, and you know who's a criminal? You're a criminal for not reporting it. You are a criminal for not reporting it.
So why wouldn't they report this laptop? Well, let's think about Trump's presidency. Now, you'll find that I'm not going to defend this guy in the way he uses words. Trump is not the person that I would actually want representing me when I'm trying to bring a ton of people together. But that doesn't mean that everything that Trump did was bad. That does not mean that Trump wasn't working hard for the country. all I'm stating is sometimes you can be a little bit less divisive in the way we choose our words. But I have some theories behind why Trump does things the way he does. And someday maybe I'll share those with listeners. But for right now, let's think about why the news is not going to report the Hunter Biden laptop, why they're going to maintain that it is Russian misinformation or disinformation, and why they think that President Trump, that's what they were telling you, he got fooled once again by Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, look, first, let's think about Donald Trump and the Steele dossier. The Steele dossier, now we know, came from the Hillary Clinton and Democratic campaign. It was a fake document that was supposed to put Donald Trump in a horrible light. It did a very good job at that. And the whole thing was a complete and absolute hoax. And then there was the Russia collusion, which we spent an entire year of resources and millions of dollars to find out, oops, there was no collusion with Russia. That never happened. All right. And every single day, every single week, the news would throw something at Donald Trump to make him look bad. If you even go back to the COVID response, right? Donald Trump, Operation Warp Speed. Now Joe Biden tries to take credit for Operation Warp Speed. The news never wanted in any way, shape, or form to report on Hunter Biden's laptop because they wanted Donald Trump out of office so badly that they could not let you know that the Bidens had skeletons in their closet. And not just skeletons in their closet, but had corruption in their closet. And why is it now, in the middle of July 2022, all of a sudden we're able to talk about this? Now we're able to have a dialogue about this iCloud hack that just happened, right? People got into Hunter Biden's iCloud account where there is purportedly a video of him weighing coke. There are images of him with prostitutes. There is evidence now that he spent $30,000 and took prostitutes over state lines. All right. Guilty of a felony, a federal crime. All of that's there. But why does this matter? This is a broken man. Hunter Biden is certainly a broken man. And I'm sure that all of us know broken people in our family. And I am not trying to pile on to people that deal with addictions or families that have been struggling with that. I have nothing but love for the struggle because mental illness and mental health that leads to drug addiction is real. And there is no doubt in my mind that Hunter Biden, at the very least, is an addict and has caused pain to his family through his addictions. So in that case, why does this laptop matter? Why am I fixating an entire podcast today at the start to Hunter Biden? What does this have to do with Joe Biden? Why now? Okay. Well, look, if you use any search engine other than Google, right? And I do not recommend using google.com. And here's why. Newsweek just ran a great fact check just yesterday, I believe it was. Came at 11:42 a.m. by Tom Norton. And they stated that the Hunter Biden story, there is a censorship by Google now with any data about Hunter Biden. And it states, it looks like these results are changing quickly. If this topic is new, it can sometimes take time for reliable sources to publish information. So Google is already doing the bidding of the Biden family and of the media. So I highly recommend DuckDuckGo.com as a search engine. I'm not stating that any search engine is foolproof, but DuckDuckGo is not going to hide the amount of information from you that Google is. So, what's on this laptop? Well, thankfully, places have started to publish it over the past 2 years, and they're censoring it, so you don't have to be too shocked. But you'll find a man who is obsessed with taking photographs and videos of himself naked. It's not safe for work. I don't recommend going to find it, even though they're blurred out, it's still bothering. Now, does that matter to the national security of the United States? Well, no, that doesn't, that, no, that doesn't matter, because that is somebody's personal vice. All right. That is whatever Hunter Biden's actually into. But then there's also photos that show him with possibly underage women. And now we know from this other hack that some of these women he's paying money for. So he's part of trafficking women. He's part of prostitution as he takes them from state lines to state lines. Now, is that something that should reflect on the father, Joe Biden, our president? No, at face value, if I'm maintaining a balanced way, that the sins of the son should not be the sins of the father. But what is of concern is Joe Biden putting Hunter Biden into positions of power. And if you look at Ukraine, which this was a whole other story, and I don't do conspiracy theories, all right? I want to make it very clear, I do not do conspiracy theories. But what I do want to point out is, if we know that we have an addict in the family, we know we have somebody who is hooked on crack, we know we have someone who doesn't make great life decisions, then why are we giving Hunter Biden a contract worth about $11 million? Why is it we're giving Hunter Biden the ability to go to China and talk on our behalf? It was the New York Post that was showing a purported email from Hunter Biden in August of 2017 that stated he was receiving $10 million in an annual fee from a Chinese billionaire for introductions alone. Now, we don't know what those introductions were. All it is was 10 held by H for the big guy. The big guy, everybody believes, is Joe Biden. Now, this is before he became president. So now let's look at the hypocrisy of the media and the silence and why Hunter Biden matters. We don't really know much about Hunter's dealings in China. We have these emails. There's not really a smoking gun yet. There was a lot of theories behind it. And again, I don't want to do conspiracy theories. I want to stick to the facts. But what we do know is that Hunter Biden was put into a position of great wealth that the average American is not getting that opportunity with their company, with an inside spot to the family of power, the vice president. So for 4 years of Donald Trump, we talked about Russia and how Russia was being played by Putin. We talked about how Russia was in Trump's back pocket. No, no, no. Where is the story about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden being played like a fiddle by China and the Ukraine? Where are these stories now? This doesn't make a ton of sense to me, the fact that we can criticize one president's children, but we can't criticize another president's children. And again, this is not about addiction. This is about a person who was flawed, that was given direct contracts that they could not obtain in any other way without their father being the vice president and now president. And so I want to wonder, why now? Timing's everything. I said that at the beginning of the show. Why now? Well, if you're paying attention to the New York Times, at the age of 79, is Joe Biden fit to remain president? Or another opinion piece, Joe Biden is too old to be president again. We're starting to see these stories come out about, you know, Gavin Newsom might be running for president in 2024. They're hoping to get Biden to not run again. I believe, again, this is a theory here, I believe if you're following these stories, they don't want to impeach him. They don't want to get him out of office. They want to get him to cry uncle. They want to get him to stay. You know what? One term's enough. I'm going to hand over the keys. But they are so afraid right now that he may run one more time. And they don't want that. It's a failed presidency so far. Things are not going well in this country, right? Gasoline. This whole Green New Deal that he was behind, he told us he was going to sell us all out. But now we're all paying $5, $6, $7 at the pump. We got a little bit of relief here in my state. We're paying like $4.59 and I feel thankful. I shouldn't feel thankful about that, right? We need to go back to opening up our own oil pipelines. I got news for everybody. The world isn't green. All right? Sure. Do I want a better world for my children? Do I want, yes. Do I want polluted waters for my children? No. I don't think anybody in their right mind wants that. And isn't that the great trick that the left plays on the right? They paint the right as people that are uncaring. It is okay to have an opinion in one direction and still at the same time state, but I care, right? I care about my children's future. But at the same time, I also care about the ability to put food into my children's mouths tomorrow. And if inflation continues at this pace, that is something that might be very difficult for many American families. So we better start paying attention to Hunter Biden, his laptop, his iCloud account. But I also want us to pay attention to the games that the left is playing. I don't believe that this is all coming from the right this time. Originally, you know, it was timed really in such a strange way where I was like, okay, it's right before the election. This news is coming out. And I believe that the person that released that information, John Paul Mac Isaac, I believe that when he had this laptop for all these, for whatever amount of time it is, I'm going to learn a little bit more about that soon. But when he had the laptop for that amount of time, I really do believe he was like, okay, Joe Biden's running. I have all this information. I'm kind of scared. I need to get this out. I understand where he was coming from. I cannot wait for the opportunity to speak with him to get his side of the story on all of this. But what I really want to know is why now? Why now? There's got to be more to the story.
The spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America out loud. Now we invite you, friends, to invest some of your time with our magnificent family of experts, their minds and voices. It's all back at AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD.
All right, so this nuclear PSA has everybody in a tizzy right now up in New York. So much so that officials have had the state. There is no imminent threat whatsoever. This is just a PSA because we wanted to be good citizens. We wanted to say, hey, here's what you do should there be a nuclear attack. Here's exactly what happens. But color me a little bit more of a skeptic, and I'm going to explain why. Do you remember back in 2001 when the government started telling people to be prepared for anthrax? And maybe you're listening to this podcast and you're not old enough to remember that, so I will educate you on it. I looked for a bunch of YouTube clips to see if I could find any of the news networks. I thought I remembered seeing it on 2020 or 60 Minutes, but I've been unsuccessful in trying to find that for the listeners. If I find it, I will certainly post a link soon. Or if you find it, could you please send it to AmericaEmboldened@gmail.com so that way I can put it up. But here's what I know. As I saw these PSAs telling me that I was to take plastic and have duct tape on hand so I could tape off my windows to keep from a biological attack coming into the home, I remember seeing all this going, gee, that's really scary stuff. But the world wasn't scary back then. It was 2001, pre-9/11. And then a few months later, September 11th happened, and our entire world was completely shook. After September 11th, there was the anthrax attacks that happened throughout our country. There were letters being sent from congressman to congressman, basically. Do you guys remember this? It was basically people saying, you are next. And so it became, I believe, the Amerithrax anthrax investigation from September 18th of 2001 until October 9th of 2001. And there were 5 deaths as a result of this. The targets were U.S. senators and media figures, all right? And the accused was Bruce Edward Ivins, Stephen Hatfill, who was later exonerated, and Al-Qaeda, all right? But how did the news know to run those ads, to run those PSAs before? Again, not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I am trying to just simply ask some logical questions and find out, should we be concerned right now, if you live in the New York City area, about this PSA stating, here's what to do in a nuclear attack? And I think what scared me even more is at the end, the person's like, all right, you got this. Literally, that's the words. You got this. All right, New York, you got this. Good luck. Look, if there is a nuclear attack, they're telling you to, you're going to be communicated by your cell phones. There's one thing I can assure you. If there's a nuclear attack in New York City and September 11th was any type of precursor to how communications go, you will not get any communications from the government after a nuclear attack. Horrible. And what concerns me even more is, so if you look, the CDC and Homeland Security put this out for the nuclear attack stuff, all right? And I'm being told, I have a graphic that was sent to me. I'm being told that these billboards are being put up in malls to tell people to be prepared in the New Jersey area as well. So just outside of New York, people are also seeing this. In fact, one of the malls, it says, radiation emergencies, what should I do? It's this big purple and yellow kiosk sign. And it's got a little scannable barcode at the bottom. You can take your cell phone and get more information, which I should probably see if I can scan that. That would be interesting to see what webpage that's taking me to. But it states, if a radiation emergency occurs, people can take actions to protect themselves, their loved ones, and their pets. Don't forget about Fido. We got to protect our pets. And people are going to think I'm so insensitive. Of course I want to protect my pet, but let me tell you, I'm protecting myself and my children first, and hopefully I remember the dog in my panic if something like that happens. So the first thing it tells you is get inside. All right, that's some sound advice, right? You don't want to be outside where all the radiation is. It tells you that that action is called sheltering in place. Well, America, you should have a lot of practice in sheltering in place after the last 2 years. And then it tells you to get to the middle of the building or in a basement, away from doors and windows. Hey, I watched Chernobyl on HBO. You do not want to be upstairs. You definitely want to get down into the basement. It also tells you to bring your pets inside. Now, if you get inside and you had clothes on, it's telling you you got to clean your clothes and throw them in a bag and basically get rid of them, get all the radioactive dust off you. I guess that means you got to shave Fido as well because, I mean, he's going to have radioactive dust on him. It doesn't tell you if you're supposed to clean your pets, but my guess is your dog or your cat or whatever pet was outside is now radioactive. So you better do something about that. But this poster is not that clear about it. Sorry, everybody. I'm trying to throw some sarcastic humor into this. It tells us to drink bottled water and eat food out of sealed containers. All right. How many Americans have sealed containers right now? How many Americans actually have food to eat right now with the inflation cost, right? And then it says, stay tuned. Emergency officials are trained to respond to disaster situations and will provide specific actions to keep you out of harm's way. Oh, thank you once again, government, for protecting us. That makes us all feel so much better. But if you go onto Reddit, this is actually posted in the New Jersey forum that it's showing up in the mall. So shopping malls in New Jersey are now telling us what to do in the middle of a nuclear attack. Should I be scared? Should we be scared? I need to talk to somebody about this. If you know of anyone that can give some information on what is known out there. Matter of fact, I have an expert in preparation. Unfortunately, that expert happens to be in the hospital right now. But if that individual gets out of the hospital soon, I will get them on the show. And I want to know what type of planning has been going on across the country for radiation preparedness. Where did this come from? Because this is your tax dollars at work. Tax dollars at work to make this happen. And it's so strange to see this in the middle of a shopping mall next to stores. Are people actually paying attention to it, or are they just walking right by? I don't know. If you see it, let me know. Send some comments. I'm all in on this story. I want to know more about it. And I'm also all in on how it's affecting people in the New York area. I hope it's not scaring people. I hope that if children see this, parents are not leaving it on, because quite honestly, there's no need for people to be just waiting for something like this to happen. So anyway, that is another big story that I saw this morning when I woke up, and I wanted to share it with you. So those listeners in New York City, I'm sorry that our government has decided to scare you with this PSA. I do think the information is excellent to know. People should know what to do in the middle of a nuclear attack. But like I said, color me a skeptic on the fact that I'm just trying to figure out why today, why now are we putting this out there? I hope we're all safe. That's all I know. Sound means we're on to our final topic of today, which is President Biden's strategy to manage BA5. Boy, is this absolutely flawed. Number one, ensure easy access to vaccines and boosters to prevent BA5. Really? That's where we're going with this. Despite the fact, okay, that the research now states, this is research straight from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center of the Harvard Medical School, says that BA4 and BA5 escape antibody responses among both people who had a previous COVID-19 infection and those who were fully vaccinated and boosted. So what does the vaccine and booster do to address BA5? I'm not really too sure about that. Certainly the next part of his plan probably makes more sense, right? Let's just recommend Paxlovid to people as part of the BA5 strategy, except for the fact we now know the Paxlovid rebound is also a problem, right? And so those that are exposed to this drug, they complete their course of treatment, and then their COVID-19 symptoms return. And sometimes they return worse. If you haven't had a chance to hear more about this, check out the McCullough report where he talks about Paxlovid and the rebound. Highly recommend that part. All right, so next on the strategy, make free high-quality mask and free COVID-19 testing widely available, including at-home rapid test. Look, free masks, free COVID-19 testing, who's paying for it? I hate to be that guy to say that, but there is no such thing as a free lunch. We've been giving away for free testing and all of these other things, and I have my theories behind that, but make a long story short, if you give away things for free, eventually we all pay for it. In the midst of such inflation, as well as a recession and rising interest rates, this is a horrible recipe to continue to go down. Everybody at this point should have a mask. Everybody at this point has the ability to get a COVID-19 test, all right? I don't know. I really struggle with this one. The rapid test, that's a whole other part of this whole equation. Do you realize how many people have COVID right now that are unreported? And the numbers aren't going up on deaths, right? In my own home, I've had COVID in my home that went unreported because we took the test. We realized that we had family members that had COVID, sometimes for multiple times, and then we got through it and we'd never reported anything. So I don't even know if that's something that's wise. Everybody's going to get COVID eventually, and you're probably going to get COVID more than once, right? So take care of yourself. Make sure that you're doing things to be a healthy individual. What's that entail? Well, maybe it means you don't go to McDonald's every single day of the week. Maybe it means that you don't eat so much junk food with sugars. Maybe it means that you have to cook your own food from time to time. Eat some vegetables, eat some fruits. Mind your vitamin intake. Figure out ways to take care of yourself. for whatever reason, we don't talk about how we can make ourselves healthier individuals. We talk about how we can use big pharma to keep ourselves healthy. And that's a real problem for me. I really have a problem with that. Sure, there are immunocompromised individuals out there. I know them. I'm friends with family members. A good friend of mine, their daughter had cystic fibrosis. Absolutely. Protect them at all cost. This is a virus that attacks the lungs. I would never want anything to happen to any of our loved ones there. But I also understand that we can prioritize those protections as well as still have some common sense measures, right? It also talks about in the strategy, and here's one that I actually agree with 100%. This is a great part of his strategy. Biden states, encourage all building owners and operators to improve indoor ventilation. Your ventilation is so important to your long-term health. And if we can get that through more businesses, we can get that more places, I'm more likely to support and patronize somebody who's taking my health serious. It's the reason why I eat at some of the restaurants that I choose to eat at, the fresh food. It's the reason why I enjoy some of the stores that I enjoy because they have pride in their own ownership. Let me tell you one of the first things that I did when COVID became a thing back in November of 2019. I immediately started talking to people about if this thing comes over to the United States and it's really something that is bad, how do I protect myself? And all of the signs were pointing that this was something that was airborne, that this was something that lingered for long periods of time, even though they came up with this magic equation of, okay, well, 6 feet was going to protect you. I still don't understand that. But anyway, I called up a good friend of mine, does HVAC, and I said, look, can I get an ultraviolet light put in like yesterday into my system? And he came over, installed an ultraviolet light, and sure enough, the studies months later started saying that that was a way to improve indoor ventilation, right? We now know that opening a window helps it dissipate so quickly. It's almost clears like smoke in a room. So encouraging these building owners and operators to improve indoor ventilation, it's a low cost solution with high results. And so I support President Biden and the CDC, whoever came up with this and put this out. That is the most common sense thing that he put up today that he's got a huge thumbs up from me. And then lastly, providing clear recommendations around masking and empowering people with the latest information at COVID.gov. Whew, I struggle with that one because the recommendations have been anything but clear. And I saw it in my classroom. In my classroom, God bless the nurses in our country. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not thanked a school nurse at some point in time over the past year, please do so. And this doesn't matter how you felt about COVID. School nurses were the most overworked individuals in the entire country in many ways. And I stand by that statement. They not only had to do their full-time job that was still on their plate, but the government gave them reporting duties, mandatory phone calls, reports to fill out, statewide forms to fill out. There was so much. The contact tracing was crazy. Despite all of that, it was hilarious for me as an educator, all right, to finally have the mask mandate removed and see that on that day, everything stopped. The nurse no longer had to do all of these government reports. Life just went back to normal. And there were people that panicked about that. I wasn't in that crowd. I was part of the crowd of, okay, great, let's get our lives back on. I've had COVID. I know that I lived. I'm good. Yeah, it sucked, but I'm good to go. But people could not understand. All of a sudden, people were taking masks off and not everybody was getting sick. Oh my God, our masks are off. Not everybody's dying. Certainly, this has to be because everybody got vaccinated, despite the fact that in schools, you're in environments where we're more than 50% were unvaccinated. All right. There is a minority vaccination ratio once you go into your students at that point compared to everybody else. Wow. You mean everybody didn't die? Because wasn't that what we were told for so long? So all of these strategies that we're putting in place were missing common sense. And I hope to get some people on the show pretty soon that can talk to this. I want the experts. I want to ask questions that the common person like myself that's been stuck in that classroom for the past 2 years of this can answer the questions for us. So if you have questions you want me to ask those experts, again, AmericaEmboldened@gmail.com. I would love to help represent your voice and find out what's going on. It's been another episode. I thank you all so much for tuning in today, getting my take on some of the top news stories. I have an absolutely amazing interview coming up for you. You're going to want to tune back into America Emboldened, where I am going to talk to one of the most emboldened, courageous people, a real American. I'm so excited. Cannot wait. That's all I'm telling you. It's just a tease until you hear it now. All right. So everybody, I hope that you're doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourselves. I hope you're having a good summer. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Remember to live boldly and be bold, America.